Ambassador Pecksteyn, let me begin by congratulating you on your assumption of the chair and to thank you and your team for your commitment to this process. I'd also like to thank you for convening us in an in-person formal meeting. This is no small feat considering the present circumstances. Thank you. There are no perfect solutions for the logistical challenge we face as a result of COVID, but you've extended every effort to be as inclusive and open as possible, which my delegation sincerely appreciates. I'd also like to thank you for arranging the fruitful and interactive informal discussions last month. They were very useful in moving forward the conversation on the normative and operational framework. I won't go into detail on the joint submission by Ireland, Austria, Brazil, Chile, Mexico, New Zealand and Luxembourg, which is on the record, but wish to acknowledge the utility of that exercise and those informal discussions in advancing the discussion on the development of the normative and operational framework, including with respect to ethical considerations. While those informal discussions were useful, we must take advantage of the opportunity we have with this formal session over the next 2 weeks to push the boundaries on a number of critical issues, including IHL, human-machine interaction, and the possible parameters of consensus recommendations. Very briefly on this specific agenda item, my delegation believes there is a great degree of convergence. Discussion on elements of IHL have been fruitful, and participants have acknowledged that emerging technologies in the area of laws pose various challenges with regard to ensuring compliance with IHL. In particular, factors such as unpredictability, the complex context-based decisions necessary in the application of force, the need for qualitative human judgment, algorithmic biases, etc., etc., have all been regularly highlighted as specific challenges, in particular with respect to distinction and proportionality. As others have pointed out, the full applicability of IHL is the first of the 11 guiding principles, and Ireland places great importance on the commonly recognised fact that laws must comply with IHL. Nevertheless, it's clear from our discussions over the last number of years that while it is useful as a starting point for addressing the issues, the guiding principle on IHL is not an end in itself and does not provide complete answers to the difficult questions raised by laws in relation to IHL. It's deeply concerning, for example, that the International Committee for the Red Cross has expressed the view that it cannot envisage realistic combat situations where the use of autonomous weapon systems against persons would not pose a significant risk of IHL violations. We must heed these warnings, which are based on expert legal knowledge of IHL, and act accordingly. As Portugal has just mentioned, we have an opportunity to be proactive rather than reactive in how we deal with these issues. Fundamentally, Ireland believes we must acknowledge that the application of and compliance with IHL requires context-specific, value-based judgment by human beings, and that this requirement cannot be substituted by autonomous machines or systems. The GGE should move toward recognising that emerging technologies in the area of laws that cannot comply with the fundamental elements of IHL are unacceptable and should not be developed, deployed or used under any circumstances. Ireland also agrees with Chile and others who have said that such weapons would not satisfy ethical requirements. There is also an emerging consensus that other systems that incorporate autonomy in their critical functions must be regulated in order to ensure compliance with IHL. My delegation is flexible on how this is achieved, including through a combination of positive and negative obligations, legal and practical measures that ensure compliance with IHL, and we hope that this present session will provide us with the opportunity to explore these possibilities in greater detail and allow us to proceed in implementing our mandate on developing consensus recommendations, as you've requested at the beginning of this session, Mr. Chair. I'll leave it at that for now, and thank you very much.